Hello, lovelies, and welcome back to the Green Witch on Alchemy Way. I am your hostess, Lisa, and today we are going to be talking about the new moon in Aries, which is happening on March 24th at 2:28 Pacific Standard Time. And for this new moon, I kind of get the energy flows, or just kind of like, we're looking to set new standards for everyday life. You know, we have Saturn that transitioned into the sign of Aquarius, and I'll have a separate podcast on that altogether. But I want to talk about the energies of this new moon and what you can do to maximize the benefits of it. As of right now, we have a lot of turmoil and a lot of things going on in the world today. And one of the best ways to utilize new moon energy is to set intentions. More so, I keep getting a new standard. Like, this is a new standard, not necessarily like a goal or anything like that. It's literally a new standard. And I did pull some cards just to clarify the energy that has been coming through. And I did pull from my little unicorn deck. What deck is this one called again? Living with a Feather Heart, and then my Isis Oracle deck. So I did pull some cards for clarification, and pretty much we have a lot as a collective. We have a lot of healing to do in order for balance to be here. We have the divine masculine and we have the divine feminine. If one of those is out of whack, we're not going to have any balance, especially within ourselves, within our bodies. This has been known to happen. If there's no balance, then your health is off, your mentality, emotionally, everything is all out of whack because energies within your body are not aligned. They're not in balance. So, the healing of the divine masculine is definitely a very prominent energy that's coming through. But also another prominent energy that I see here within the cards, pulled from my Isis Oracle deck, is initiation, spiritual testing of Ra and the Lady Isis, and divine sisterhood, community of spiritual sisters and brothers of the light. We are stepping in to a new normal. Nothing that we knew before is going to be the same. Now, with us already being in Aries season, the start of the zodiac, having the new moon in Aries, I really do feel a call to setting a new standard, not only for ourselves, but for our communities. And that is seen here with the healing deck, or the Isis deck that I have. We're going to need to lean, not necessarily lean, I shouldn't say that. The only word that's coming through, so we're going to use it, to lean on our community for help and assistance, to be there for one another and keep ourselves accountable in this transition that we are going through. Now, from my Feather Heart deck, we have I am kind and I am peaceful. Add on top of that, like I said, we are going through a change. Alchemically, there is a lot of transitions happening energetically that we are all sort of kind of aligning with and pulling together. From the definition of the book itself, in the book itself, I am kind refers to humankind. Refers to that even though the word kind is in the terminology of humankind, sometimes we are not always kind to one another. In this time, kindness, love, appreciation, being there for one another is kind of what's really setting the tone. But I want to go into the cards that I pulled from my regular tarot deck. And it's kind of, it kind of sets the tone as to what we are going through mentally and emotionally with having to be self-quarantined, or like I said, the new normal of what we are going to be experiencing. So there is change within our cycle. The beginning of one era is dying while another one is coming into its beginning. It's being birthed right now. We are we have the potential to be successful, yet there is always that doubt I feel humanity brings into play. The lack of faith, the lack of trust. But we are slowly learning how to gain that. Now, with this new moon in Aries, Aries brings about the energy of being energetic, optimistic, idealistic. So when I say set a new standard, what I mean is you can set goals, and goals are fine, but this is a new way of being, of living, of action. It's a new way, and it's going to need new ways of going about things. You can't do the same old anymore. You have to learn how to adapt. And sometimes it can be, we can be stubborn. Sometimes we don't want to accept those changes. But in today's light, in the situations that we are going through, we don't have a choice. We have to learn a new way of doing things. The anxiety is no longer there. There is the light at the end of the tunnel with the reverse Nine of Swords. But we have the Four of Cups showing up as well, which I see, and it's just like, there are options. Like, I don't know why, but I always get like the Four of Cups. It's like, it's a reevaluation of your emotions. But it's almost like, I don't want to reevaluate my emotions. I just want to sit here. You can no longer sit. You have to do something. You have to have that action and spring it forward, because we do have the Death card here as well. And the death card, obviously, is the symbol of transformation. Of transformation, of one cycle ending and another one beginning. We have the Queen of Pentacles and the Two of Cups. Now, for me, what this symbolizes is that, like, yes, we are going to need that patience, that virtue. We are going to have a balancing act, but nothing that we set for ourselves intentionally is going to fail. If that makes sense. I feel like that doesn't make sense. Whatever intentions that you set for yourself this new moon, I don't know how else to say it. Set a new standard for yourself. Now is the time to do so. You have all of these transitions in, we have all of these transitions that are happening in life that are setting us up for that particular transition to happen, for that specific route to take place. Pave your way into the life that you want to manifest for yourself. Yeah. It's being bold. It's being creative. It's being, like I said, optimistic, energetic, idealistic. Everything that Aries brings to the table, there is nothing here telling you no. There is, however, the healing process. There is that we need to work through. We need to go through this transition. We need to set a new standard for ourselves. We can't keep relying on old ways of doing things, because old ways end up not being the way of things working anymore. It's time to upgrade. It's time to level up. And we are entering into a new age, a new era of doing just that. I'm like running out of breath. Like all the time. Okay. So, with that being said, what we really need to work on as far as healing this new moon is healing the divine masculine, finding support in our communities, remembering to be kind, to be peaceful within ourselves and in our minds, and remembering that all cycles come to an end. There is nothing to be anxious about here. There is nothing to worry. Write in a journal. Like I said, intentions are super powerful right now. Write them all down. Yeah. That is what I have for you guys for the new moon in Aquarius. Not Aquarius. Jesus Christ. For the new moon in Aries, happening on March 24th. If you resonated with this reading, please like, share, and subscribe. Also, I do have the option for listener support on anchor.fm. So if you are interested in hearing more, supporting this podcast, it is greatly appreciated. And then, like I said, I'll be coming out with the transition that Saturn just took into Aquarius and go into in depth with that. If you're like me, my Saturn is also in Aquarius. So I was super curious as to seeing what that meant and where it's going and so on and so forth. So, yeah. Don't forget to join the mailing list. The mailing list. And you can do so on thegreenwitchonalchemyway.com. You can join our mailing list there. And I do put out emails every week or so about like a weekly newsletter. So go ahead and join in that and stay up to date, stay in tune. Other than that, have a wonderfully blessed week and enjoy this new moon. Go ahead and tag or share me in your rituals that you do. I will be coming out with some of those that you can, ritual guides that you can purchase if you are a beginner witch or you just like doing rituals. Doesn't matter. It's for everyone. So, yeah. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend and a blessed week. I will see you guys all next time.